What's been interesting to us is that we are still not there in terms of optimizing the local control of disease, especially for high-risk patients. And I think that has been in many ways neglected. And I think it's extremely important, even in patients who are at a very high risk of having systemic disease, to optimize their local control. In some of our analysis, what we've found is by giving a very aggressive radiation treatment with an implant and external beam, we've effectively eradicated the local disease, and we've actually shifted the patterns of failure for these patients. It's really quite interesting. So when you look at some of the more, I call them old radiation therapy series using more primitive techniques, there's a very big difference between the percentage of patients that have biochemical failure and those that have distant metastases. So you might have by 10 years, 60% of the patients having a rising PSA, but by 10 years, only 10% of those patients have developed distant metastases. So there's a big difference. With our series, since we've optimized the local therapy, we find that in high-risk patients, when their PSA goes up, they're very likely to develop distant metastases of disease. So by optimizing the local control, we've kind of shifted the patterns of failure to one that's almost pure distant failure, as opposed to the older RTOG trials, where you see a lot of these patients with high PSA recurrence rates, and a big difference between their PSA recurrence rates and their distant rates, suggesting that those patients have a very high component of local failure. And so within the first 10 years, they're not going to develop distant metastases. But now that patients are living longer and we're detecting it, this is going to become more and more important, because those patients who fail locally and now are out 15 and 20 years, those patients will probably develop distant metastases down the road. So I think we really need to, again, focus on the importance, not only in developing these new agents to control disease when it's metastasized, but to optimize the local therapy.